This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On November 3rd, 2009, voters in the Ryo District go to the polls to elect their representative on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. This recording is Brian Wheeler's September 10th, 2009 interview with Rodney Thomas, the Republican candidate campaigning for the seat. Mr. Thomas's opponent is Democrat David Slutsky.
Mr. Thomas, thank you for participating in this interview with Charlottesville Tomorrow. The complete audio and written transcript for this interview will be available on the Internet. Information from this interview will be used in the compilation of Charlottesville Tomorrow's nonpartisan voter guide. Charlottesville Tomorrow does not endorse any candidates, and our goal is to provide information to the public so they can make an informed vote on issues related to land use, transportation, and community design. As you are aware, some of the questions you will be asked have been provided in advance. Others have not. All supervisor candidates will be asked the same questions. Are you ready to start?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Please describe your past experience that qualifies you to be on the Board of Supervisors.
I feel being born and raised in this area, running a successful business, and being on the Planning Commission for 8 years are some of the experiences that have equipped me to run for the Board of Supervisors. Having been the chairman of the Planning Commission has prepared me for many of the tasks I would have to do I would have to do as supervisor. All the duties will be stemmed from what I learned as a commissioner, such as running a public meeting, bringing in public comment, and making tough decisions. My work locally with the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and the Sorensen Institute, and many other organizations, has also given me a better sense of the community as a whole. My friends and neighbors have encouraged me to run because they think Ryo needs a more responsive supervisor. I want to bring my 30 years of delivering quality customer service to the board.
Question number two. Do you support the formation of a regional transit authority with the city of Charlottesville? And a follow-up, what are your regional transportation priorities, and how do you recommend we fund them in the absence of new state funding and without the ability to raise a local sales tax?
Before forming any new partnership with the city, I would have to have a better picture of how it would affect the people of Ryo, the Ryo District, I mean. Much of the current system has little to do with the residents of the Ryo District. For instance, if we provided bus service to Ryo Road, would enough people in places like Dunlora or Stonehenge use the bus to go into the city or UVA instead of driving their cars? If there was revenue sharing that it already receives from the county to fund it. We are about to send the city a revenue sharing check for $18 million next year. Some of that could go, or should go, to shared revenue, shared services like transit.
Question number three. The next Board of Supervisors will review the Places 29 Master Plan. What do you think are the key ingredients that need to be in that plan to gain your support?
As I've gone door to door in the Ryo District, I have asked the people of Ryo what they know about Places 29. What I found out is that people know very little about it, and those that have heard of it are concerned about committing to a project that would cost between $300 and $500 million. Even with all the workshops and meetings the county has already had about Places 29, I have found very little public support for the project. I think that Places 29, to go forward, it will have to change from something that planners support to something that the public will support. That might mean a ballot referendum to properly measure public support. In these trying economic times, I can't imagine burdening Albemarle taxpayers with such a costly project without greater public support for Places 29.
Question number four. In what circumstances would you support an expansion of Albemarle County's designated growth areas?
Well, considering the current economic conditions and with Albemarle's growth rate around 1%, I can see very little, if any, demand for the designated growth area to increase for the next 4 years. There is very little public support for increasing the growth area. We will first have to have major improvements in transportation and water supply in Albemarle before even considering any expansion of the growth area. The answer is not the use of transfer of development rights. TDRs are not supported by the majority of the board. And should TDRs be approved, they would hurt the Rio District by adding more growth and traffic than Rio would get without TDRs. This would reduce the quality of life in Rio, and I'm against that.
Question number 5. If you were to provide direction today to the county executive on the development of the next Albemarle County annual budget, what would you tell him?
Given the cuts that are coming from the state and lower expected tax revenues, I would hope that the Board of Supervisors would use a zero-based budgeting approach. We will make sure that education and safety and public safety are properly funded first. Then we would need to roll up our sleeves and make sure that every penny of tax revenue is going where it is needed and not being wasted. It's time for every program and line item to be examined and make sure that it is a need and not a want. Only by starting with a blank sheet of paper and rebuilding the budget from zero can we know where the budget can be trimmed. We wouldn't have to do this every year, and it would be a great deal of work, but it's the only way the budget can have a realistic chance of being controlled.
Question number 6. In August 2009, Advocates for a Sustainable Albemarle Population, or ASAP, released the first report in their research seeking to identify an optimal sustainable population for the community. Should the Board of Supervisors explore policies that would cap the county's population growth at a number below the potential build-out population? Why or why not?
Well, again, first and foremost, the only way you could have an Albemarle population cap is to take away people's property rights. I can't even imagine the red tape and the rules that would have to be created to start such a cap. It is an intrusion of government that I cannot support. What if my grandchild wanted to have a large family? Would he have to move out of Albemarle County? Or would other people not be allowed to move to Albemarle? We have already created restrictive zoning and other changes that control where people live and the growth rate. This artificial ceiling is just another attempt to take away more rights from the very people who have been shown to be good stewards of the land.
Question number 7. Should the community invest in repairing or enlarging the existing Lower Ragged Mountain Dam, built around 1908, as part of the 50-year community water supply plan? Why or why not?
The 50-year water plan has already cost Albemarle ratepayers well over $1 million, has seen the dismissal of the original firm and the hiring of another consulting firm to give ratepayers the answers about the dam and its cost. Until the current study is finished, it would be difficult to give a credible answer. I declined to sign a pledge supporting the current 50-year water plan because nobody has all the facts yet. As it stands today, the dam must be replaced or repaired, but the information needed to make that decision final is incomplete. Once the study is finished and the cost estimates are delivered, then a final decision should definitely be made.
Question number 8. If you could focus on one area for improved partnership with the City of Charlottesville during the next 2 years, what area would that be?
It would be the revenue sharing agreement. Albemarle County is about to give, again, the city $18 million of the taxpayers' money and has absolutely no say in how it is used. I would like to designate some of that money for shared services like transportation, K-Tech, and other areas we currently cooperate in. I would also work to make sure the city finishes the Meadow Creek Parkway, as they have already promised. There is also much work to be done on sharing of fire services between county and the city.
And K-Tech is the Charlottesville Albemarle Technical Education Center.
Correct.
All right. Question number 9. What are your priorities for economic development and workforce development in Albemarle? And a follow-up, do we have sufficient land for office, commercial, and industrial development within the designated growth areas?
I would like to see the expansion of KTEC in order to help with workforce development. As I said earlier, for the next 4 years, I see little need for expanding the growth area given Albemarle's low growth rate and current economic conditions. We must keep Albemarle business friendly by keeping taxes low. Higher taxes, crowded roads, and increasing regulations will do little to attract new jobs. I will work to make Albemarle government more business friendly than it is now.
Question number 10. Do you support the three-party agreement reached in 1990 between Albemarle, Charlottesville, and the University of Virginia, which identified a sequence of transportation projects to be completed before the construction of a western bypass of U.S. Route 29?
With little money for roads from Richmond for the foreseeable future, it is probably a good time to reconsider the three-party agreement. After 20 years, few roads have been completed. A new agreement would allow for everything from mass transit to new roads to be put on the table and discussed. I would not be in favor of just hiring consultants to tell us what to do or simply study the problem, then do nothing.
Question number 11. Given the long funding and implementation period for multi-jurisdictional projects like the Meadow Creek Parkway and the Community Water Supply Plan, what are the advantages and disadvantages to the current Board of Supervisors revisiting previous boards' decisions regarding such projects?
I think that once a project is funded and agreed upon, those agreements should be honored. I think the city should honor its agreement and finish its part of the Meadow Creek Parkway. Once the final report on the water supply plan is delivered, a decision should be finalized as well. Unless cost estimates increased dramatically or changes in federal or state regulations were drastic, I would avoid revisiting approved multi-jurisdictional projects.
Question number 12. Should Albemarle County officials be able to revisit or renegotiate their past decision on the 1982 revenue sharing agreement with the city of Charlottesville? Why or why not?
If the city would negotiate, I would be all in favor of renegotiating the revenue sharing agreement. Presently, we are giving the $18 million to the city, and as I said earlier, we have absolutely no say so as to what that money is used for. If we could renegotiate again, I'll say we could share the money in cooperative programs we are involved with the city right now, and then hopefully we can move forward together as an area. I'd like to see the money used, the revenue sharing money used in our urban ring that was not annexed, for instance, transit. I'd like to see it used in transit to get the buses to the county.
Question number 13. In June 2006, the city and county signed off on a 50-year water supply plan that includes a new dam at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir and a new pipeline connecting it to the South Fork Ravana Reservoir. Do you support this plan? Why or why not?
I do support the 50-year water plan, again, with the new facts that are going to be obtained through the new consulting firm. I would support a sustainable water supply for the area, rather than having the mystery of not having enough water for the future. Yes, I would support it.
Question number 14. What is your top priority for action by the Board of Supervisors if you are elected?
Well, the top priority for me would be at least trying a zero-based budget to try to cut the expenses that the county has to put out. I'm not for increasing taxes at all. I'm for keeping our fire and safety, police protection, and education, definitely education, at the top of our list.
Question number 15. do we have appropriate resources in county government to achieve the objectives in the county's strategic plan? And a follow-up, in what way, if any, do we need to make changes, and what impact will your recommendations have on staffing and the annual budget?
Well, on this particular one, I believe you're asking the wrong question. The board that's going to okay the strategic plan now is going to okay something that a new board, if it's a new board that comes in, will have the opportunity to readjust if possible. I don't think that the strategic plan would be that's there now. It may not be the same after the new board gets in. It may change, and it's an elective of the new board to make the changes.
Great. Question number 16. What do you see as the primary responsibilities of the Board of Supervisors?
Well, I think the number one thing I would always, and I should have put it in front a while ago, education has to be the top priority in all we do. But you can't give it all of it. There's got to be some sharing of the revenue down through the ranks. I would say education, and of course health, safety, and welfare, which is what we're commissioned to do: health, safety, and welfare of Alamo County citizens. I'm seeking votes, and I'm taking it serious that I'm going to make a commitment to Alamo County and its citizens to save them as much tax dollars as I can, provide as much service as we can, utilize as much of the dollar that we can without wasting any money.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.